High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Medical Supplies, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present today's high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between Roman Catholic and the Bonner Prendy Friars. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the fantastic trio. It's boys high school basketball, a Catholic League war between Bonner and Roman Catholic, and both teams, Mike Mayer, are having fantastic years. Jack Concannon, not the former quarterback, but the other Jack Concannon, head coach for Bonner Prendy, with a record of 12-2 overall, 4-1 in the Catholic League. Roman Catholic, under first-year head coach Matt Griffin, also 12 wins, 2 losses overall, 4-1 in the Catholic League. And Roman back-to-back Quad A, PIAA, state champions. The Catholic League really starting to dominate in football and basketball, especially on the boys' side, the last few years. So Bonner and Roman Catholic, coached by Matt Griffin. He's in year number one. He replaced Chris McNesby, who wants to spend more time with his family. He was there for 8 years, was Chris. 168 wins, 56 losses, but the best thing of all, back-to-back PIAA state champ. So it is going to be a war here tonight. Bonner, their best season in a long time.
In a while. You know, they merged together, the girls and the boys' school. It was Pendergrass and Bonner, and then they had financial issues, and they actually announced they were going to close the schools, and then there was a huge campaign. Daily Times covered it extensively, and people gave them very little chance of being able to raise the money, but they came up with a substantial sum and have been able to keep everything moving along. But they did merge the schools, but now they're from an athletic standpoint, they're getting to be more and more of a dominant force. They were obviously the poor sister of Upper Darby, who's been, you know, a 3,000 student body high school, which is an enormous high school. And they had been dominant, or not dominant, but they had been aggressive in football and basketball and other sports. And now they're beginning to take some of the spotlight. Upper Darby's had some tough years behind them. But that kind of flow happens in high school. You know, you generally in sports, you have a key player, maybe two, depending on the size of the squad. And, you know, assuming they're sophomores, in 3 years they're gone. No matter what you do, you can't pay them anymore. Of course, you can't pay them anything. But the reality is you're going to turn it over and ebb and flow. So we've seen a lot of it come and go. We know that basketball is a dominant force in Delaware County, and it continues to be. And, of course, we're delighted to see somebody like Bonner Prendy come up to the top of the pile, because it's one other team for us to be able to follow. This is our first time at Bonner Prendy, first time doing Roman Catholic as well in a non-playoff game.
How about this old school gymnasium? And this is a throwback here, you know, here in Drexel Hill. Bonner Pendergrass, Prendy, I'll call him, to make it short. And this is the home. John Cappelletti, Penn State great, was a star here at Bonner back in the day, went on to play in the NFL, and you can see the Wall of Fame outside.
Right.
So John Cappelletti's home. And Mike, you want to size up this the ambiance here?
Well, it's a neat court. It is old, but it's been well taken care of. It's been freshly painted. The stands are in good shape, but it is very tight. We are right on top of the corner of the court. They're expecting 1,000 people in here today. Pete?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the acoustics. This gymnasium is beautiful, but it's so old that It just really holds the sound in. So our listeners tonight, if we get into a real heated game here, it may be hard to hear us, but we'll do our best.
Well, we're sitting right next to the student body section.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get loud.
Which is never a good thing for us. And then at the other end of the caddy corner from us is a small student band section, which will be playing, I guess. I don't know whether they play during the game
or not. We're not next to the band, Mike.
Yeah, well, that was another alternative. But we're already got stands almost full, and I'm sure there's a ton of people outside. So we're going to have our hands full, keeping people clear so we can watch the game and call it for you guys. But, you know, obviously the expectation from the crowd and the fans and everybody else, and there's, it seems to me, and I can't tell for sure, we're not IDing people, but it seems to me this crowd is much bigger than the Roman Catholic Bonnie Brendy fans. It seems like they came out from Delaware County to watch this game.
It seems like, Mike, if you didn't tell me, and if I didn't know any better, I would think we're in late February and this is a playoff game.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the atmosphere we have tonight.
And that's the way it is with the Philadelphia Catholic League, man. Those teams go at it hard, not only in boys basketball, girls basketball, and also football. Dave Berman, Peter Folgenetti, and Mike Mayer will take a break and thank some of our sponsors. It's boys high school basketball. Bonner Prendy hosting Roman Catholic, Philadelphia Catholic League battle right here at DelvaRoots.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back on the border of Drexel Hill and Upper Darby, it's Roman Catholic taking on Bonner Prendy in boys high school hoops. A Catholic League battle, both teams 12-2 overall. And Roman, back-to-back state champs Quad A, they lost everybody from their roster except for one young man. But they know how to reload.
Boy, do they know how to reload at 8-2. You know, how do you argue with that? I mean, it's amazing. But I will tell you, there is a traditional aspect. The traditional aspect being that there's a tradition of success in a particular sport, and it does attract more and more players. You get a bigger base. You get the better athletes attracted to trying to play. So there is some advantages to winning, just as there are disadvantages to having a losing record.
Roman Catholic has one of the top freshmen, not only in Pennsylvania, but the entire country. You're going to love watching him. We'll see him play, hearing him play tonight. And that is Lynn Greer III, 6'1", ninth grader. Father played in the Philadelphia Public League back in the day. Engineering and science was one of the high schools he went to. And then he had a tremendous career at Temple. Did RG3's father, grandfather played ball also. So great bloodlines there, Roman Catholic and Lynn Greer III. As for Bonner, they have four seniors in their starting lineup. And they have the big fella, Ajiri Johnson, a 6'8 junior, averaging 12.8 points a game, so he's going to be really tough to stop for Roman.
When you play a freshman in a squad like Roman Catholic, you got something special. I mean, it's one thing if you've got a mediocre team or even a poor team and you're playing a freshman, that may be a testament to how difficult a situation you have. But when you have a team like Roman Catholic and you're going to play a freshman, because the inclination is you got to be pretty good even to be considered to start in varsity. And secondly, you know, we don't want to push, obviously, kids. And freshmen, of course, tend to be on the smaller side. He's 6'1". So, you know, are we going to be talking about somebody that's 6'5 in a couple of years? It's hard to tell. We know John Herr of Strathaven, I think, grew 4 inches between his junior and senior year.
Yeah, that's so, as for Bonner, you know, we talk about them under Jack Concannon, a very intense coach and a Bonner grad back in the day, senior-oriented, and they have had, again, their best year in a long, long time. It's good to see. It really is good to see. And what a Roman's losses, 30 points to Newman Goretti.
Well, top school.
Who is a smaller, in a smaller class,
right.
And they've won 6 state championships at the smaller class level in Pennsylvania, so and they're just absolutely loaded.
Well, you know, and basketball is one of those games. I mean, all games have a certain flow to it, that the athletes get more involved in. And, of course, as we've seen in many, many teams, you know, it's not unusual for basketball players to also play football and they also play baseball. And, you know, we do not have dedicated athletes, nor, in my opinion, should we. You know, let them go out and play the games they want. This will be the last opportunity for most of them to play in a sport, like whether it's basketball or wrestling or anything else. But what it takes is you've got kids that are coming into the season that have not played as a unit for the last 6 months. They're just getting back together again. So a lot of times, and you'll take on a very difficult team in the beginning of your season, it may get killed. But the bottom line is you're starting to gel like a team. And then right now is when it all starts to happen. This is the best part of high school basketball. When we get into January in late January, you know, we've got next week, we've got Penwood and Academy Park. That should be a doorbuster.
The Battle of Chester Pike.
Then we've got the following week, Lower Merion versus Pencrest at Pencrest. Pencrest is doing great. Lower Merion's been a little struggling, but they're doing all right.
Lower Merion, Strathaven tonight.
Lower Merion, and that could be a war right there. That may set the tone for the Pencrest game for Lower Merion. But be that as it may, the bottom line is that it's high school sports. These kids are doing the best they possibly can, and we just want everybody to enjoy, in this case, listening to them, because we certainly love watching them.
Pete, you are really into the boys' basketball with us this year, following us around, and you've seen some incredible gyms like Chester and the Bonner gym here, Bonner Prendy, and you have to realize, and I know you see it, a lot of old heads when you go to Chester and you go to the Catholic League.
Oh, yeah, you look through the stands here. These aren't all the kids. There's a lot of alumni and, I mean, the guys there that are my age, and that's pretty damn old.
Right. All right. So Dave Berman and Mike Mayer, Peter Fulgenetti, we are the pregame show. Catholic League basketball will take a break. It's Roman and Bonner on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, we're getting ready for the starting lineups and the opening tip here shortly for Bonner, 12-2, 4-1 overall. Number one, Christian Lane. He's a 5'9 senior. Number five, Tamir Cooper, 5'10 senior. Number 10, Dylan Higgins, 6'3 senior. And number 13, Ajiri Johnson, 6'8 junior. Number 21, Justin Gans, 6'2 senior. We'll be back with the starting lineup for Roman Catholic following a word from our sponsors on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And that's about as quiet it's going to be in this gym here tonight. And we are live and living color on DelcoHoops.com, our Delco Boys Basketball Game of the Week. Bonner Prendy here in Drexel Hill, 12-2, 4-1 in the league. Roman Catholic, back-to-back state champs. Matt Griffin, year number one, starting lineup for Roman. Number one, Daquan Davis, 6-foot senior. Number two, Allen Bertrand, and Allen is a transfer from a public school called Fells, and he's very happy to be here. Bertrand is a 6'4 junior. Also out there for Roman, number three, J.P. Sanders, 6'1 senior. Number 11, we talked about him earlier, tremendous freshman, Lynn Greer the third. And number 23, Seth Lundy, 6'6 sophomore for Matt Griffin and his Cahillites. And try spelling that if you can. Jack Concannon is the coach for Bonner, their best season in a long time. What an exciting atmosphere, guys. I mean, this place is packed to the gills, sardine can, and loud as a son of a gun.
Yeah, this is about as close as you're going to get to, I think, the playoff basketball before the playoffs as you're going to see. This is really an atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. We mentioned Bonner before the break. Starting lineup, number one, Christian Lang, a 5'9 senior, averaging 9.9 points a game. Number five, Tamir Cooper, 5'10 senior, 9.8 points a game. Dylan Higgins, 6'3 senior, 10.4 points a game. Also starting for the Friars, number three, Majiri Johnson, 6'8 junior, 12.8 points a game. Number 21, Justin Gann, 6'2 senior, 9.3 points a game. Very balanced Bonner squad. The junior varsity, tremendous talent on those two teams. Bonner, though, beating Roman 72-55 in the junior varsity.
And that was not as close as that looked.
Yeah, like me and Mike were commenting, when the JVs are scoring over 70, you know you've got some talent coming up.
Yeah, how'd you like to tell somebody you scored over 50 points in a JV game, you still lost?
Yeah.
And this is going to be an absolute war, and we are proud to have you on. And we do these games, and we get done saying, boy, I wish we could do another one. Yeah. Now that we can only do one a week.
It's tough.
Well, we could do.
We could do more,
hey,
but it's
Strathaven again. You know, we want to talk about them. Tremendous year again tonight. Yep. Trying to beat Lower Merion for the first time in like 12 years. Mm-hmm. They almost did last year, as we heard on Delco Hoops, lost in overtime. And then tomorrow, 1:00, Strathaven at Coatesville. So there you go.
Well, listen, when you got 23 teams in 10 weeks of season, it's tough to get around to see everybody.
All right, so here we go. The Friars of Bonner in their white uniforms with the yellow and green trim, and Roman in their black uniforms with yellowish trim. Would you say?
Yes. Yes.
Yellow
gold.
On black.
Yellow on black, yes. And the tip is controlled by Roman, moving left to right. With the ball is Lynn Greer the third. The jumper from straightaway is no good. That was put up by Lundy, and Roman Catholic misses their first shot of the night. Back comes Bonner, right to left with Cooper. Cooper out high, man-to-man defense both teams. To Gans. Gans gets it out top of the key. Three ball in and out, put up by Cooper, and the rebound to Roman. This is Greer, number 11, the ninth grader. Just look at him and marvel at this unbelievable talent. He's going to drive right side, off the glass, too high, and the rebound is taken by Justin Gans of Bonner. Nothing, just underway. Left winged and down low, and that's going to be too many steps on the big fella. 6'8 junior for Bonner. Prendy, Ajiri, Johnson. We have 7:10 to go. First quarter, nothing. Bonner and Roman.
Yeah, they got a little bit of jitters here.
They're feeling each other out here. But once they start rolling, I think you'll see some points.
Both squads 12-2. They weave the ball around. Lundy, Greer driving right side to the basket. Hard dribble penetration by Allen Bertrand, and he is fouled going to the basket. Let's see who they call that on. It's obviously Bonner. And they will not put the players up on the board. So
okay.
We'll just have to maybe... Peter
have to watch the rest a little careful.
Yeah, free throw... No good off the back of the rim by Batran for Roman. Again, transfer from the Philadelphia Public League. And he said in the paper when he came over, he goes, Public League, we play mostly street ball. Here it's more structured in the Catholic League. And the next free throw is good by Allen. Allen Batran, 6'4" junior. A Division I talent. Back comes Bonner. Cooper, double teamed at midcourt. Almost got the ball taken away, but holds on to it. Pass, left side Gans, top of the key Cooper, left side Gans for three. Yes!
Ooh.
Three ball, but Justin Gans for three. 3-1 Bonner, Greer back. Near side Davis, top of the key Lundy. Lundy to the left side, getting it to Sanders. Sanders now. Way out high to Batran. Man-to-man defense, as we said, both teams. Dribbling around. Here's Greer. Fakes, going to the basket. Dishes out to his teammate. Spinning, turning, in and out. Offensive rebound is taken by Lundy. Lundy to Greer. Greer gets by his man. An unbelievable move. Dish to the left side. The jumper, yes. A 15-footer from the left side by number three, and that is J.P. Sanders. We are tied at three. 5:42 to go in quarter number one. Here comes Bonner back. Top of the key for three. Back of the rim, no good. That was fired up by Gans, and here comes Roman Catholic. A beautiful pass. Shot is blocked. A beautiful pass from Greer all the way down to Sanders. Gets his shot blocked by Ajiri Johnson, and the Roman fans wanted goaltending, but from here, looked like a clean block.
Yeah, and whoever got the ball stepped out of bounds, the ball went out of bounds.
5:28 to go, first quarter. Roman Catholic and Bonner Prendy tied at three. Both teams 12-2 overall, 4-1 in the league. Good Friday night to you. Greer will inbound the ball. He's already had a solid scholarship offer. Patrick Chambers at Penn State. Three ball from the left wing is good. Fired home. Basket was by number 23, Lundy. Three ball for Lundy. Bonner comes back down by three, right to left. Right wing corner, dribbling, getting it out high near side. Cooper guarded closely in there by Davis. Right wing corner, what do we have? A foul underneath. That's going to be called on Romans number three, Sanders. Team's first. Exactly 5 minutes ago, first quarter. We're catty corner here. And we're right on the floor. Right wing corner, three ball, drains it again. Justin Gans. He has all six of the Bonner Prendy points. We're tied at six. 4:45 to go, quarter number one. Driving is Greer with the right hand. It's short but a foul. Personal is going to be on Higgins. His second. So the first, he has two fouls just like that. And at the line, Fab freshman LG3, Lynn Greer. He shoots it with the right hand. Very, very smooth, and he drains that one. As I mentioned, Penn State offered Patrick Chambers, Delco guy, Episcopal, and he's already offered. Roman has three kids playing for Penn State this year. Tony Carr.
Championship team 2 years in a row, yeah.
Actually four. Stevens, Shep Garner's in his junior year for the Lions. Two free throws, nothing but net for Greer. 8-6 is the score in favor of Roman Catholic. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Back comes Bonner. Left side, Gans. Gans closely guarded in there by Davis. Then flips underneath. Short shot. No good by that is Lane. And we have a foul. A foul off the ball.
actually on the rebound, loose ball foul. And I'm not sure, it's hard to hear the public address now, especially with our headsets on, but three team fouls now for Bonner Prendy. Roman comes back, Greer, top of the key. Near side, Batran flips to Lundy. They weave the ball around, now driving to the basket. What an athlete that kid is. And he scores. Daquan Davis for two.
That was just a power move.
10-6 Roman Catholic. Lane. Right side, Gans. Top of the key. This is another freshman into the game. Rodriguez for Bonner. He looked good in the junior varsity affair. He has it at the far side. And now a foul off the ball. Looks like it's going to be on Davis of Roman.
Number one. Yep.
Daquan Davis.
Yep.
Team second. 3:41 to go, first quarter. Boys basketball at its best. Catholic League basketball featuring one of our Delco teams, Bonner Prendy. Stopping, popping with a left hand. No good. Shot by Lane. Rebound taken by Bonner. They get it out high now to Cooper.
Ooh.
And he drains a three ball. Coop, coop, coop. They go here. 10-9 is the score. What a ball game. There's a steal. In the left wing corner comes Bonner back. Cooper flips underneath to Ajiri. And Ajiri is a foul on the play, I believe. Ajiri Johnson.
I think that was going to be an alley-oop, and I think the ball just got away from him.
It's still going to be the Friars basketball. Wow, what a game. All of our games are good on DelcoHoops.com. Getting the ball into Johnson, left wing corner, thought about the three, held up, now wide open, left of the key, three ball is good by Christian Lane. That is, I have four three balls in the game for Bonner. All of their 12 points.
They're offering somebody out on Lane, or he's going to be doing this all night.
They lead it by two. Bonner was down, 10-5, and then boom, boom, boom. Here's Greer. Greer guarded closely in there. And that is by Cooper, and underneath the layup is good. Basket by number 23. Lundy, a two ball. And it's 13-12. Driving to the basket. Bonner with the ball, another three ball. Skims the rim, no good. Offensive rebound is taken in there. And that is Cooper. Cooper loses the ball. It's going to be a on-the-floor turnover. Roman has it, and they call time. 2:19 to go here in quarter number one. It is 13-12, seesaw game. Roman over Bonner, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Drexel Hill, Delaware County. We have Roman Catholic boys basketball 13, Bonner 12. Seth Lundy from the left wing just drained a three ball for Roman. A lot of threes in the game. Four by Bonner and two by Roman, both by the 6'6 sophomore Seth Lundy. And it's great when you have a kid that is a sophomore and he's 6'6, can shoot like that. Roman, following the turnover, has the ball and the timeout. In the backcourt is Davis looking on the far side. Ball goes out of bounds. Quickly back into the game, Ajiri Johnson for the Friars. And checking out of the game. I'm trying to think who came out of the
three.
Game.
Three. I think three.
For Roman? Sanders.
Sanders came out.
Sanders came out of the game. Bonner with the ball. Inbounding it is Lane. Lane gets it to Cooper. 2-1-2 zone being played here now by Roman. Three ball. Left side. Good again. Justin Gantz. Three trains. 9 points. Bonner leading by two. 15-13. Greer between the circles for Roman Catholic.
This is Betran. Now he feeds it out high straight away to Davis. Left side, Greer between the circles again. Top of the key. Right side, Betran to Greer. Roman Catholic with the ball, trailing by two. This is Chris Kohar into the game, zero. Feeding it now, driving to the basket. He is fouled. It's going to be two shots for Lundy as he was penetrating. Let's see who they call the foul on.
Five.
Tamir Cooper. Go. Number one on Tamir Cooper of Bonner. 1:23 to go, first quarter. And at the line, shooting two, super sophomore for Roman, Seth Lundy. 6 points so far. First is good. 7 points for Lundy. 15-14 Bonner. Once again, the Roman Catholic 10th grader. Roman coached by Matt Griffin, year number one. Up, back of the rim, no good. Johnson, the rebound for the Friars. To Lane. Lane back. Right to left, left wing corner, Gans. They have to stick on him, but yeah, they have a lot of weapons. And he's wide open again for three. Misses it, does our buddy Gans on the left side. Roman Catholic, the rebound. Greer comes back. What an unbelievable spin move. And the basket is good by Lynn Greer, the third.
Check, I think there's a pair of socks left on the court there.
Exactly.
That was a move. That was a move.
Ninth grader. 50 seconds to go. Quarter number one. 16-15. Roman Catholic over Bonner. And air is going to be a steal. And Lundy has it. Lundy ahead of the pack. Layup is good. Unbelievable. Lundy with a total of 9 points in the first quarter. 18-15 Roman. They get it across the timeline. Cooper and a foul. They don't like that. Kind of look ticky-tack from here. It's going to be on Davis, number two.
Dave, every point Bonner has, 15 points, five threes. That's every point is a three-point shot.
Yeah, Gans has three of them.
Mm-hmm.
18-15 Roman Catholic, 27 seconds ago in quarter number one, and they will slow it up, the Friars, with the ball. Out high, Cooper. Both teams again, 12-2, 4-1 in the league. Roman back-to-back state champs, quad A. Lost everybody but one player, and they're still strong, you can see. Three ball, left of the key, back to the rim, no good. Rebound in the right wing corner, and throws it the length of the court. Out of bounds after one quarter of play. Your score is Roman Catholic 18, Bonner 15. Boys basketball, Catholic League scrum on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Standing room only here tonight at Bonner Prendy High School Catholic League boys basketball battle. 18-15 is the score. Roman over Bonner. Roman 2 points for Daquan Davis, one for Alan Betrand, two for J.P. Sanders, four for Lynn Greer the third. Seth Lundy, the big 6'6 sophomore, with a total of 9, including 2 trays. 15 points for Bonner, as you heard Pete say, all on 3 balls. Christian Lane with 1, Tamir Cooper with 1, and Justin Gann, 6'2 senior, with 3. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be Bonner ball to begin quarter number 2. Your thoughts, yep. Mike or Pete?
I'm exhausted. What are you kidding me? I mean, these kids are just hustling up and down the court big time, and some beautiful, beautiful plays, some incredible three-point shots, and I think it's only going to get better.
I'm very impressed with Lynn Greer the third. That boy can play, and he's only a freshman. You can only imagine what it'll be as a senior.
LG3. This is Lane. Loses the ball. on the floor. Then picked up by Roman, picked up by Bonner. Three ball in and out. Offensive rebound with a left hand put in by Justin Gaines. And Pete, you can see that Gaines can do it inside and outside.
And they finally scored a two-pointer.
Yes.
Well, that breaks that streak.
Top of the key is Lundy. Weaves it around to Kuhar. Kuhar back to Lundy. He wanted to flush it. Got up in the air. But he was fouled by Ajiri Johnson. That'll be team foul number five on Bonner. Here in the first half, 7:19 to go. 18-17 Roman. At the line is Lundy shooting two. The first is good. Not your normal sophomore.
No.
Johnson comes out of the game, and checking in for Bonner is Steve Peretta, 6'2 senior. 19-17 Roman Catholic. Again, free throw is good. Seth Lundy. It's amazing how these teams can reload.
Oh, boy. The quality of play here is just remarkable. It should be a great game.
And Catholic League basketball, always good, getting better and better, deeper. Now to the basket. Wide open three ball for Bonner. Back of the rim. No good. That was put up by Gans. Rebound taken by Roman Catholic. With the ball is Petran to Greer between the circles, and he wisely slows it up. Three-point lead for Roman. Greer. I tell you, they're playing some darn good defense on him. Great defense by Christian Lane, but he has so many moves, Greer. Yeah. He finally got fouled.
Greer's first step is unbelievable.
You're looking at a guy, not only Division I college, someday NBA.
Maybe.
And that'll be team foul number six. 6:42 to go. Six on Bonner. Just three on Roman Catholic. Getting it out now. Petran fires a three ball, and he drains it. Unbelievable shooting in this game. That is Alan Petran, the transfer from Fells, with four. Six-point lead, Roman Catholic. Lane, far side to Cooper. Stagnant offense here now by the Friars. Are struggling a little bit with this very, very tough zone slash man-to-man. They're mixing it up very well. 6:06 to go. Ball out high. Picked up by Peretta. Peretta now gets it to Cooper. Cooper looks to spin, and it's going to be a reach-in foul called on Roman. Little bumping right here. Getting intense. We had a prayer before the game, by the way.
Catholic school.
Yes.
Both of them.
But these are some of the most intense atmospheres you're going to find, Catholic League basketball. 14 fouls now. Number one on Petran for Roman. Four on Roman here in the first half. Six on the Friars. Now this is Cooper back. Bonner, Prendy with the ball. Driving left side, left wing corner. Cooper looks to penetrate. Dish, layup, no good. Peretta follows and scores. Steve Peretta.
Good second effort.
Stuck with it. 23-19 Roman Catholic. 5:30 to go. Boys basketball on Delco Hoops. Catholic League battle on this Friday night. Pack gym. Standing room only. Left side. Looking to penetrate. Good ball movement by Roman. Well coached by Griffin. Now driving. That could be an offensive foul.
Yeah.
He's got the elbow. And that's going to be on Daquan Davis. Is that his third?
Yeah, third.
Third foul.
They pulled him right out.
But they're deep, Roman.
Oh, no, they didn't pull him out. They pulled him down and sit down.
They're keeping him in the game?
Yep. Number three, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's Sanders came in.
Sanders. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Davis is number one.
He is out.
That's a bottom of the ball.
Him out.
Tough defense right there, baby. Now Cooper has it left of the key. Right of the key to Gans. Gans almost got the ball stolen away. Gets it into Peretta. And Gans back to Peretta. Peretta shot, no, but a foul. The workhorse, the grinder, Steve Peretta for Bonner at the line, shooting two. First personal foul.
Brett is a very, very intense rebounder.
You know, Brett is 6'2", and if he weighs 160 pounds, I'd be shocked.
And free throw is good. Steve Peretta, 6'2", senior for Bonner Prendy. Short for Prendergast.
Prendergast.
Got Mr. Fox here taking photos for the Philly.com.
Ooh.
Two for two, Peretta. 4 points for him. 4:44 to go. Quarter number two. And Roman has the ball left to right. Out high to Kuhar. Kuhar, three ball from the right side is no good by Flack into the game. Follow-up shot, no good. And the rebound is taken by the Friars. Cooper back. Cooper looks to penetrate. He is going to be called for too many steps. Good call there.
And he fell.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of steps there. That was great defense by Roman Catholic.
Yeah, they just smothered him when he came down. He was going for a shot, and they just closed down on him.
Chris Kuhar, 6 foot senior, inbounds the ball to Lynn Greer. Greer to Kuhar, back to Greer, the freshman. Double team down high, left wing corner now. Flack, Colin Flack as a senior. Out to Kuhar, to Greer. 23-21, Roman by two. Right of the key to Jabari Merritt, 6'3 sophomore. Bonner fans getting fired up because of that defense. Left of the key, right of the key, Saunders. Now top of the key, three ball is short. Put up by Kuhar, and the rebound to the Friars. This is Christian Lane. Looks to penetrate. Christian Lane with five, and a full timeout is called by Bonner Prendy. 3:41 to go in the first half. We are tied at 23 in a boys' Catholic basketball war. Philadelphia, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Standing room only, packed house, as we mentioned here on this Friday night. Boys basketball, Philadelphia Catholic League power, even though Roman is in Center City, Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
And Bonner is Philadelphia Catholic League, but in a little tiny town.
Delaware County team, man.
Yeah. So we're tied at 23. 3:41 to go in quarter number two, and the Bonner fans razzing Roman Catholics, Alan Batran, a little bit. Batran smiles back to the crowd. Now back to the action. Let's get serious here. Lynn Greer, LG the third. Now to Lundy, right wing corner. Run Lundy, looks to penetrate, fouled on the floor. Team foul number seven. It's going to be 1-1. Personal, I believe they're going to call that on Peretta. So it'll be 1-1 here for Seth Lundy, 6'6 sophomore for Roman Catholic. 11 points. Bonner crowd fired up. Free throw in and out. And the rebound is taken by Cooper of the Friars. They come back again right to left. Cooper across midcourt. Guarded by Batran. He's very long, Batran. Unbelievable length on those arms. The wingspan, as you like to call it. Cooper still with the ball. Left of the key. He's going to stop. Pop block by Batran. Too much one-on-one right there. Roman comes back and Greer to the basket. And that is great defense there. He went up in the air. Thought he was going to have a layup opportunity. Stepping in his way was Peretta for Bonner and caused him to lose the ball out of bounds. Greer with a turnover. 2:50 to go. In a half-court trap. Bonner Prendy comes back. Cooper left side. Left wing corner not getting it out. Weaving the ball around. Right of the key now. Tulane. Right wing corner Peretta. Right wing deep in the right wing corner to the freshman pull-up jumper around the rim and in. Donovan Rodriguez, a 6'1 ninth grader for two. Saw him in the JV game, says, this kid's got some game. 25-23 now, Bonner by two. Greer looking around. Lundy left of the key. Lundy stops, off the glass, no good. And the rebound to Justin Gans of Bonner, all the way to the basket. Off the glass, two. Christian Lane, the 5'9 senior, high off the glass for two. 1:56 to go. We have a timeout. It's now 27-23. Bonner over Roman. DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the action. 1:51 to go in quarter number two. A run here by Bonner. They lead it by four. Top of the key for three. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound, Bonner. Gans, Bonner, Prendy back. Right side to the freshman, Rodriguez. It's short. And the rebound taken by Roman. Good young players, especially in this Roman squad. DeGreer, the ninth grader. Greer left of the key. Greer looking down low for Lundy. Layup, yes, 6'6 sophomore Lundy from the freshman Greer. No relation to former 76er Hal. Greer, Zave Zinkoff. 2-point lead. Bonner, and they had the ball. Rodriguez with a left-hand dribble. Flips it top of the key now. Gans. Gans looking. Flips it to Peretta. They weave the ball around. Cooper. Cooper drives. Travel, I believe, or a push. They're going to call the foul. And it's going to be 17 fouls now on Roman. So 1-1 here for Tamir Cooper. 5'10 senior, has 3 points tonight, a three ball in the first quarter, averaging 9.8 a game. And the first, actually the front end, I should say, is good. Cooper has 4 points. 28-25, Bonner. Cooper can make it a 4-point lead. He makes a foul shot, 54 seconds to go, he does. Checking in for Bonner is Johannes Garder, 5'11 senior. 50 seconds ago, Roman with the ball, Lynn Greer the third. Trailing by 4 points, the Cahillites, top of the key, Lundy. Lundy is guarded by Peretta. Now he weave the ball around. This is Bertrand. Bertrand spins to the basket, picked up by Lundy, left block. He gets into the lane, pass underneath Bertrand, no, but a foul, the reverse layup, and that's going to be on Justin Gans. Number one on him. 27.8 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, 29-25. First shot is good. Alan Bertrand, 6'4 junior. Four in the quarter, five for the game. Out of the game for Bonner is Garner. Checking back in his lane. Again, good. Alan Bertrand. 29-27. 2-point lead for Bonner Prendy. And they will go, it looks like, here for the final shot. Leading Roman by two. Slowly across midcourt is Cooper. Cooper
Far hash, way out high. Gans, Cooper, top of the key. 11 seconds ago, second quarter. Bonner with the ball, two-point lead. Now to Lane, wide open, left wing corner. The freshman misses the shot. Rodriguez, 2 seconds ago. And for three-quarters court, the shot is no good. Way short there by Lundy. We are at halftime, an unbelievable, typical Philadelphia Catholic League war. And your score is now Bonner 29 and Roman 27 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to a very loud Bonner-Prendy gymnasium, where Bonner-Prendy is leading at the half 29-27 against Roman Catholic, and it has been one heck of a game so far. Very physical, some great three-point shooting, tremendous moves, some great foot movement. It's just been a pleasure to watch so far, and it's as tight as and exciting as we thought it was, Pete. You got some numbers or some stats?
Yeah, we got some numbers to share with you here. This has been a very well-played game. For the speed of the game, there's been very, very few turnovers. For Roman, I got two turnovers, one by J.P. Sanders and one by Lingvier III. For Bonner-Prendy, we have four turnovers, two for Cooper, one for Johnson, and one for Gans. As far as the rebounds go, the leading rebounder for Bonner is Justin Gans with four rebounds. And for Roman, they're spread out, one and two rebounds between Detran, Greer, Lundy, and Merritt.
So I know what the answer to this question is, but who stands out on this court to you?
Well, his movement is Lingvier III. I mean, when he has the ball and his first step is unbelievable. And what makes him even more unbelievable, the size of the kid. He's about 6'5", maybe, but as a ninth grader, he'll be 6'9".
He's 6'1", now.
Well, he looks bigger than that.
Yeah.
But you can put 4 or 5 inches and 20 pounds on that frame as a senior, and you'll see why the colleges will be knocking on his door.
Oh, there's no doubt. He's got, you know, there's a certain amount of talent that's in basketball or in any sport, really. It's kind of a natural talent, and Greer definitely appears to have that kind of talent. Just incredible movement, body movement. I mean, he pulled one move down here against two defenders for Bonner-Prendy, and I was looking for socks on the court. I mean,
yeah,
they were just right out of their shoes.
He's really got some natural talent. And, you know, we haven't seen him really shoot a whole lot. So maybe in the second half they'll set up some more shots for him.
Well, they've been defending him well. They've been defending him well.
Yeah, they've been defending him very well. What I'd like to see Bonner do in the second half, Mike, I noticed in the second quarter when the zone was put out there by Roman, they kind of stood around and watched the ball handler. The other four kids were watching him. I think they need more movement, cutting in and out of the lanes. Make that zone move, and it'll open up shots for other players. I think if they do that, it'll help their scoring. Even though they're ahead by two, I think they could be ahead by more if they have more ball movement. The players, I just noticed for that 2 or 3 minutes there, they were just standing around. And sometimes you get into those positions, those times when you're almost memorized by the ball. You've got to move. If you move, you'll get passes, you'll score.
I think part of that, Roman Catholic has played extremely aggressively on defense, and I think they've really stymied Bonner plenty. At one point, Roman Catholic was leading by, I think, 6 or 7.
Yeah, they were.
And it really looked, you know, that continued. This could be a problem. But, boy, Prendy came right back and did what they had to do. And it was just a remarkable basketball game. Two very equally talented teams just doing a super job.
And I think we commented the first quarter when they had 15 points, they were all threes. The second quarter, they kind of got more baskets underneath. And I think if you're going to win this game, you can't just keep shooting the three. You got to get in there, drive the lane, get fouled, make some layups, get two-point shots. That'll win this game.
Oh, well, there's no doubt. Listen, though, we've seen it all the time. When you're hot with three-pointers, the coach just gives you the green light and says, just keep shooting them.
Oh, these kids can shoot. Sure.
But now the question is whether they stay hot with the 3 points, because really the three-pointers did cool off towards the end of the second quarter.
And what you see later in the games, Mike, as these kids get a little tired, the arm gets a little wearier, some of them threes will hit the front of the rim. And that's what you got to look for sometimes.
Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break. Come back, Dave, with whatever his numbers he's got. And we'll be ready for the second half. So you're listening to an exciting game here, right here in DelcoHoops.com. Be right back.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination. Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Still at halftime, Bonner 29, Roman Catholic 27. Boys basketball epic. Catholic League at its best on this Friday night. Scoring for Bonner, Christian Lane, 7 points. Tamir Cooper, 5. Steve Peretta off the bench with 4. Justin Gans with 8, including 6 in the first quarter. Actually, 9 in the first quarter. On 3 threes. So, with the 3 threes, 9 plus the 2, that gives him 11 points, Justin Gans.
And that's the reason you took advanced math in high school.
Mr. Smith, Nether Providence High School. Great girls basketball coach for Nether Providence. Anyway, and Strathaven. Donovan Rodriguez, a freshman off the bench with 2. As for Roman, 2 points for Daquan Davis. 6 for Alan Batran. 2 for J.P. Sanders. 4 for Lynn Greer III. 13 for Seth Lundy. I talked about Roman having really just one contributor from last year's state final team, state final
team that beat Taylor Oldenice 73-62 in the state finals. I have the box score right here. And that was the contributor, Daquan Davis, in that game for Roman, had 8 points. They did have a few other young men on that team. They didn't play very much, including the Seth Lundy kid.
Really?
Yeah,
amazing.
I mean, that's how good they were. You know, three kids going to Penn State scholarships. And they also had on that team Colin Flack, who you saw out here, got some minutes tonight, and J.P. Sanders. So really, overall, four kids back from the roster, just one contributor, Roman Catholic state champs last year. So here we go. And your thought, is it going to be pretty much the same old thing here?
Well, I sure hope so. I think this is going to right down to the wire. And I mean, you know, Roman Catholic did get ahead by, what was it, 7 points was the biggest lead, 6 or 7. And but, boy, Bonner Prendy came right back and put it to him. So, you know, this very much you go 29-27. I think just going to be more of the same.
Bonner, Prendy by two, and Lynn Greer, Roman Catholic. They have the ball to begin quarter number three. Greer near side, right of the key. With the ball now is Bertrand. Back to Lundy for three. Way outside, NBA three. In and out. Then the rebound to the Friars. Lane flies back. Stops. Pops. Back to the rim. No good. Follows a shot. Scores with a left hand. Christian Lane. 9 in the game. He averages 9.9. Bonner by 4. Roman comes back. Sanders to Greer. Great defensive job. Lane on Greer here tonight. Top of the key to, this is Kohar. And a three ball is no good. Actually, that was Davis missing the shot. And back comes Bonner following the rebound. Three ball straight away. Christian Lane. Second tray of the night. He has 5 in the quarter. 12 for the game. Bonner now, their biggest lead.
Absolutely. Yeah. 7 points.
34-27. 6:45 to go. Quarter number three from Drexel Hill. Catholic League basketball. Driving Davis. And he has to get it out high now to Bertrand. Bertrand penetrates. Good and a foul. Taking it hard to the basket. Alan Bertrand, the transfer from Fells of the Philadelphia Public League.
He got the foul on the basket counted, so that was a good move. I was going to say, Roman Catholic has to start shying away from some of those three-point shots. It's Pete pointed out. You got to get the two-pointers, and their three-points are getting cold.
Three-point play the old-fashioned way by Bertrand. 3 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Half-court trap. Now they move it back to men. The trap's still on. The Bonner Friars get it across the timeline. Monsignor Bonner. Bonner Prendy driving to the basket. Good dish. Lay it up and in. Justin Gans with 13. 36-30. Bonner 12-2. Greer. Left side. Jumper. I think that's a two ball. No good. And the rebound is taken by Dylan Higgins of Bonner. Wide open three ball. He's on fire. In. Offensive rebound by Ajiri Johnson, and the lead is up to 8 points. 38-30, Bonner over Roman Catholic. The 6'8 young man, he's only a junior. They weave the ball around. Roman losing the ball. It's on the floor. They dive. They battle for it. Possession arrow in favor of Bonner and Coach Jack Pincannon. Deafening in here.
I'm glad these rims are the kind that bend down, or we may have an hour
glass.
Wait to replace that broken glass.
Like Darryl Dawkins of the 76ers used to do back in the day. All right, we have 5:32 to go in the third quarter. It's Bonner Prendy with the ball. Philadelphia Boys Basketball Catholic League War. Prendy, Bonner, 38-30 lead. Back comes Lane. Lane, left of the foul line, Gans. Gans looking down low for Johnson with a left hand. Misses the shot. Lundy the rebound for Roman. He gets it now to Davis. Davis right of the key, almost lost the ball, picks it back up and flips it to Sanders. Sanders to freshman Lynn Greer, who has been held to 4 points tonight. Tremendous coaching tonight by Jack Concannon. Petran's going to be called for a travel. And they're really letting him have it. Friendly, though. It's a friendly thing. He smiles back. But I tell you what, Petran better stop smiling. His team's down by 8 points.
Yeah, he's got to get some work done here.
Roman trailing by eight, slowly up lane. 4:52 to go, third quarter. TalkOhoops.com. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulgenetti. Left of the key, actually left of the foul line, right of the foul line. With the ball is Gans, and then we have a foul off the ball, and that's going to be on, they're going to call that on Sanders of Roman. Second personal foul on Sanders. 4:41 to go, third quarter. Underneath, they're really going to Johnson here, the big fella, 6'8", in the third quarter. Is Bonner. Now three ball is going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Fired up by Lane and getting the ball, saving it from going out of bounds. Roman Catholic. This is Lundy. Lundy's going to take it to the rack with an ugly looking shot. No good. Good defense by Johnson. Bonner. Rebound Bonner. Here they come back left to right. This is Cooper driving to the basket. Missing the shot. Good defense. That was Gans. And here comes Roman Catholic back. Helter skelter.
Yeah, bounced the ball right out of his hands. He lost the shot completely.
Lynn Greer. Greer looks to drive. Good defense. Quick on quick here. He is fouled. I think it's on the floor. And it is. And two team fouls now on Bonner here in the second half. One on Roman. 4:04 to go. Personal 21.
21.
21 on Bonner. That's Gans. They get it out high now to Sanders. Roman right to left. Far side driving to the basket, missing the shot. That's good defense in there by Higgins. Rebound Bonner. And back comes Cooper. Loses the ball. Stolen away and tripped up in the backcourt is Lundy for Roman. And the personal foul is going to be on Cooper. I think it's his second. It is.
You're doing well, Dave, considering we can't hear anybody other than ourselves.
Great. Great atmosphere. Should be crazy. Academy Park. Hosting, oh, yeah. Penwood.
Absolutely.
Academy Park and Chester. Actually led Chester by four at halftime last night, but then Chester pulled away at the end by 16.
They're all going to be wars from this point on. Everybody's, you know, getting down to the wire, and we're only picking the games that we think that, you know, have meaning for playoffs and stuff. So
I like the 7 o'clock starts, too.
It's a little tough for some of us who work.
Right.
But
yeah. Back comes Lynn Greer, the third for Roman. They trail by eight. 3:42 to go in the third. Lundy, right side three ball is going to be short. Offensive rebound by Bertrand is good. Bertrand with five in the quarter, 11 for the game. Roman Catholic now just down by six. Cooper comes back for Bonner Prendi. Left of the key. Good defense by Petran. Looking wide open. Three ball is going to be short. Put back attempt. No good. Good hustle by Higgins. Ball on the floor. They dive for it. Who wants that ball? It's going to be a tie-up. And possession arrow is going to be with Roman Catholic with 3:05 to go. Third quarter. The Cahillites with the ball. And they trail Bonner, the Friars, by 6 points, 38-32 on this Friday night. All of our games are archived also at DelcoHoops.com. And again, thanks to our wonderful sponsors. Berman's Medical Supplies, Berman's Health Shop, Sandra McCulley, Century 21, Delco Times, Daily Times, Woodland Dental Associates, Rothman Orthopedic Care, Rothman Institute. I think we have them all covered right there. 3:05 to go. They wipe some moisture off the floor. And back comes Greer for Roman. Right to left. Top of the key. Right of the key now. Looks to drop. Floater. No, what are they going to call it?
Traveling.
Too many steps. On LG3 for Roman. Turnover. And it's back to the Friars with a 6-point lead. I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game looking at the first quarter score. Roman led it 18-15.
Third quarter has not been high-scoring at all, but it's been an awful lot of basketball.
Driving, left side, wide open. He is on fire, we mentioned, but he's missed his last two. Christian Lane, but the offensive rebound by Gans. Top of the key now, Cooper. Cooper left side, he's going to try again. He's got it. He's wide open. Christian Lane, his third tray of the night. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Biggest lead of the evening for Bonner Prendy, 41. Roman Catholic, 32. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
After one quarter of play, was Roman 18, Bonner 15. Halftime, Bonner 29, Roman 27. And a dominating third quarter here so far for Bonner Prendy. 41-32, 9-point lead on Roman Catholic. Bonner, the more experienced team, obviously, with four seniors, starting to show it here a little bit now, but do not sell Roman short.
No, they not at all.
Heart of a champion. Back-to-back state champs. Pull-up jumper, Lundy. Got it. Got a 15-footer. Seth Lundy with 15.
Dave, I think Lynn Greer's got to start taking over the game a little bit here.
But they're doing an unbelievable defensive job.
They're really good. Shut them down.
Coach couldn't channel.
Shut them down good.
Out high straight away is Cooper. Now getting it into Lane. Lane is going to go up, misses the shot, gets his offensive rebound. Boy, he is feeling it. And there's a three ball. It's going to be short that time. Put up by Tamir Cooper, and the rebound to Roman. They come back. Basket. The shot is a little bit wide of the basket, but a foul. And let's see who this is going to be on. Third foul on Christian Lane for Bonner. They don't want him to foul out.
Nope.
Only up by seven now. And two free throws for Alan Bertrand. 6'4" junior for Roman. First is good. Six in the quarter and 12 for the game. Right next to the student section here.
Yep.
The Bonner student section. 1:39 to go, third quarter. Free throw good again. Bertrand, three foul shots, two buckets in the quarter. Total of seven. 13 points for him, lead down to five. This is Cooper to Higgins, left side. Now far wing. Bringing it out high is Cooper. Cooper to Gans at the right elbow. Down low for Johnson. Out to Higgins for three, and he can't make it. In and out. Bertrand for Roman. A nice rebound, but he can't be doing that kind of stuff. Coach Griffin not happy. Went behind the back. Lost the ball. Here they come. Missing a three ball. Gans and Roman with the rock. And flying back with the ball is Davis to Lundy. Underneath, misses the floater. And the rebound to Higgins of Bonner. Bonner comes back. Wide open, thinking about a three, holding up, and now he decides to drive to the basket lane, and he is fouled. Believe the personal is going to be on Bertrand. Jake Sanders. Third, Roman Catholic, trailing by five, 41-36, 42 seconds to go, third quarter. This is Lane, loses the ball, picked up by Lynn Greer, LG3. He's going to pass it to Lundy, right side, misses the easy layup, but he is fouled. Got to make that shot, especially on the road, down by five. Five team fouls on Bonner.
The speed up and down this court is beyond your ability to speak.
Faster than Chester?
Well, yeah, I think so. That would be a heck of a game, but I would.
I think it's a little faster than Chester. Yeah.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Chester was a little bigger, more boarding and toughness underneath, more speed here.
Well, Roman Catholic is just whittling away at this lead. Now they're down by four, and they made this a game again.
First foul shot by the 6'6" sophomore Seth Lundy is good. He'll get another. Standing room only. Here at Bonner. In and out. Higgins battles for the rebound, and it goes to Johnson of Bonner. 29 seconds to go. Third quarter. Bonner most likely will go for the final shot here in quarter number three. Their point guard extraordinaire, 5'10 senior, Tamir Cooper, way out high, guarded by Batram. Down to 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Bonner with the ball. Four-point lead. Cooper double-teamed out high. Now Higgins has it. He's going to have to force up an NBA three. Front of the rim, no good, and that is it. We are at the end of three quarters of play in a classic. Philadelphia Catholic League Boys Basketball Classic. Bonner 41, Roman 37 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here to Bonner Prendy High School in Drexel Hill. Bonner 41, Roman Catholic 37. Boys basketball, Catholic League. Bonner 12-2, Roman 12-2 overall, both 4-1 in the league. For Bonner, Christian Lane, 15 points, 8 in the third quarter, 5 for Cooper, 2 for Johnson, 4 for Peretta, 13 for Gans, 2 for Donovan Rodriguez, the freshman. For Roman, 13 for Batran, 2 for Davis, 4 for Lynn Greer, the third, 16 for Lundy, and here we go. Fourth quarter is underway in the backcourt. Bonner will have it with Cooper. Cooper, top of the key. Guarded closely by Batran. Four-point lead for the Friars. Now Lane, left of the key, underneath to Johnson. It's going to be good defense there by Lundy. It's a tie-up and possession to Roman. Showing some poise here for a young team. Roman Catholic first-year head coach Matt Griffin. I mean, one of their losses was to Newman Goretti. Absolutely loaded. At least three Division I recruits. And here comes Roman back. Left of the key, Greer. Right of the key, Batran. Batran, now Greer. Actually, it's Lundy. Dribble. Penetration to the glass. Lays it up and in. Seth Lundy with 18. Slowly back for Bonner comes Cooper. Cooper across midcourt. The lead is down to two. And a steal by Lundy. Lundy ahead of the pack to Batran. He's going to have to pick it up in the right wing corner. Down low shot. No, but a foul. 7-0 run here by Roman Catholic. They're only down by 2 points. They can tie it here with two free throws. And going to the line is going to be Daquan Davis, who is kind of quiet here tonight with only 2 points, and he could score a bunch.
Yeah, Bonner's been stuck on 41 now, Dave, for over 2 minutes, and they got to start putting some points up there. Then.
First foul shot is good by Davis. First point since quarter number one. 41-40. Bonner by one. 6:54 to go in the fourth. Free throw, high, arcing shot, in and out, Higgins, the rebound for Bonner. Bonner left to right, Cooper. Cross midcourt, far side. Looking around, right of the key, Higgins. Cooper for three from the left side, no good. Strong rebound by the freshman, Greer. Greer has it. Greer looks to stop, and pop, misses, front rim, no good, Cooper. Back for the Friars, throws the ball away, looking for Rodriguez, the ninth grader underneath off his hands out of bounds. And here comes Roman. Lynn Greer, LG3, father played at Temple. One of the greatest. Philadelphia Public League legend back in the day. 6:12 to go, quarter number four. Weaving the ball around. Davis, Greer, back to Davis, left of the key. Davis, left wing corner. Dribbling it out high is Kuhar. Right side, driving, floater, wide right. Tip in by Seth Lundy, the 6'6 sophomore for Roman. They have the lead. 10 unanswered points. They lead Bonner 42-41. Right of the key is Higgins and a timeout. Coach Jack Concannon. Boy, as Roman picked it up right here. We'll take a break. 5:36 to go. Fourth quarter. 42-41 now. Roman over Bonner. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And it's our fourth year of DelcoHoops.com. I actually went back and listened to your first broadcast ever, you and Brian. It was a Radnor game. And, you set it up.
Other than memory lane, I got to tell you, I'm surprised that the timeout was not called by Bonner Prendy. It wasn't called sooner. They really needed to kind of get their act together.
They haven't scored in quite some time.
I know.
5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. 1-point lead now, Roman. 10 unanswered points. Boys basketball at its best. Cooper. Now they're playing. Boy, that is a tough zone. That's why I hate, and you know, a lot of kids do not like playing against the zone. You got to hit outside shots, and they missed that one. Gans, Higgins, offensive rebound for Bonner, the freshman for three. Rodriguez, no good, and Lundy taking over this game. Sophomore number 23 for Roman, now slowly back. They look like they're in control right now. Daquan Davis.
Well, I would start backing up the three-pointers and start driving to the basket a little bit if I was Bonner.
Out high to Lynn Greer. LG3. Top of the key. Ninth grader dribbles to the right side. Crossover. Pass underneath. Thrown away. Boy, the Higgins kid is tough. He steals it away from Bonner. Now to Cooper. When will Bonner score again? Gans, right side Rodriguez, out to Gans, looks to drive, left side Higgins, goes in, his shot is blocked by Bertrand, and here comes Roman flying back to the basket, no, but a foul. Missing the layup there was Daquan Davis, but he'll go to the line for two. Roman still leads it by 1 point, and they have been stuck. Bonner on 41 points.
Boy. Dave, if I'm not mistaken, they haven't. Bonner has not scored in the fourth quarter.
No. I think you're right.
Yeah, they haven't scored, I think, with maybe two or three minutes to go in the third.
Right.
So at the line, shooting two. No good by Davis. Let's look at the team fouls. Only two on Roman. That's another big advantage they have right now here in the second half. And seven on Bonner.
Yeah, Bonner has just been cold in the hoop. I mean, they just cannot get a basket.
Davis, in and out. Tap is good. Unbelievable. I think he tapped it into his own basket. Johnson did for Bonner. And they're going to credit that, I believe, to put number two. Bertrand, 15 for him. Roman Catholic now leading by three.
Boy, if they lose by two here, that'll be a heartbreaker, won't it?
Jerry Johnson, an unfortunate situation. Tips it in his own basket. So Bonner, you know what? They're not playing very well, but they're only down by three. They finally get it inside for Tamir Cooper for two. 7 points for him. Now that might get them going here, Bonner. Down by just one. Roman Catholic back three. 55 to go. Seth Lundy, top of the key. Lundy to the near side. Weaving the ball around. Right of the key is Sanders. And down low Sanders. Short shot. No good. Box out. And the rebound by that is Justin Gans. Here's Higgins for three in the lead for Bonner. Yeah!
I guess we don't have to tell you that they made it.
Dylan Higgins, his first points of the night for three. Dylan is a senior. Here comes Roman back. Down by two now, driving, missing the shot. And here comes Bonner with the rebound. Couple of boys are down on the court. Good sportsmanship to get back up, but somebody should be wide open here. And there he is for the Flyers. For three, it's short. Tap is by Johnson, and they're going to call it on Johnson. Bonner, the 6'8 junior. Third foul on Johnson. Did you hear that, guys?
And Jack, Coach Concannon is pretty hot. He's 40, not happy.
46-44 now. Bonner by two. 3:04 to go in the fourth quarter. And at the line is Seth Lundy. 6'6", 10th grader. 20 points already. He can tie. This is one and one. Lundy up. Got it. Five in the quarter for Lundy. 21 in the game. 3:04 to go in the fourth. 46-45. He makes both. Rolls in slowly.
All tied up.
3 minutes to go. 46-46. Philadelphia Catholic League basketball. Standing room only. People on the sidelines and behind the basket. The Friars have the ball. It's Cooper. Cooper now getting out the Gans. Gans is going to be, it's a foul. But that's okay. Bonner. Roman still has, that's her third team foul. He still has three to give. Foul on first personal Chris Kuhar, 6 foot senior. 2:44 to go. Fourth quarter. What a game. Bonner has it. Out high now. Lane. To Gans. Gans, pull up jumper, yes! Justin Gans with 15. 2 point lead for Bonner, 48-46 on their home court. Lynn Greer, crossover, body control, misses the shot, but the putback monster jam by Alan Batran ties this baby up. What an athlete he is. The transfer from Fells, tied at 48. Bonner back to the basket, five. That'll be two shots. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go. I'm so excited, I'm going to go back home and listen to the replay of this. 2:09 to go in the fourth quarter, and two free throws here for Justin Gans, 6'2 senior for Bonner Prendy. One of these games you hate to see a loser.
Yep.
At the line, shooting two. First is good. Gans has three in the quarter. 16 for the game. Back into the game for Roman is Kuhar. .49-48 is the score. Bonner by one. Justin Gans shoots another. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Peter Folgenetti. Live on this Friday night in Delco. Great basketball. Second. Rims out. No good. Seth Lundy, Roman Catholic, the rebound. Here they come. Across Bertrand. Out to Lundy. To Greer. And Greer, cool, calm, collected, ninth grader. Crossover. Behind the back. Left of the key, Lundy. 1 point lead, Bonner. Roman with the ball. Listen to this crowd. Defense, defense. Going crazy here. Looking for Bertrand. No, but he's fouled. Driving hard to the basket. Personal is on. They're going to call that on Tamir Cooper.
I like the fact he drove to the basket and he forced that foul, Dave. That's what they got to do.
I tell you, Alan Batrand is an absolute warrior. So the personal, Tamir Cooper, and it'll be two shots. 1:41 to go in the fourth quarter. In and out. No good. If he makes this, we're tied. Back into the game is Daquan Davis for Roman.
Gordon, they're bringing Greer out. That's interesting. I know he's got to rest.
Just a little, all he needs is a little bit.
Next. Tie game, baby. He makes it. Alan Batran. 5 points in the quarter, 18 in the game. Young Roman Catholic team, as you would expect, losing just about everybody from last year. Here comes Bonner back. 1:32 to go. We are tied 49-49. Boys hoops. Out high, Cooper. Down low for Johnson. Spins with a left hand. Misses the shot. He gets his offensive rebound. And there you go, Jerry Johnson. An absolute monster play right there, the 6'8 junior.
That was great aggressiveness. He went after his shot. Now timeout.
We have 1:12 to go in the fourth quarter. It is 51-49. Bonner over Roman Catholic Boys High School Basketball. The Philadelphia Catholic League at its best on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti. 1:12 to go, and a raucous atmosphere, fourth quarter, here in Drexel Hill at Bonner Prendy High School, 51-49. It is Bonner by 2 points. If I'm not mistaken, Roman Catholic is a 6A school, and Bonner is 5A.
I think you're
so
right.
So they will not meet in the state tournament. However, it could be a Chester Bonner state playoff game. It's a long way away, but it'll be here before you know it. Here we go. Roman with the ball. We're coming up on a minute to go in quarter number four. Greer to the basket. Shot blocked by Johnson from behind and out of bounds. But Greer took it right to him. It'll
right
still
to him.
Be Roman ball. 2 point lead. For Bonner Prendy. Greer under his offensive basket to inbound. Looking. Gets it into now Davis. He brings it out high, far side. Right wing corner. Looking to shoot. That's going to be a trap. Too many steps on Batran. And these kids in front of us are really getting into it.
Yeah, everybody's getting into it.
The security can't tell me to sit down, can they?
No, they tell them to stay off the court. That's the problem.
And that's what they're doing.
That's right.
And we're right in the right wing corner. And now trying to get the ball in bounds is Bonner with a 2-point lead. They get it to Christian Lane, one of the guards, across midcourt. His shot is blocked out of bounds by Seth Lundy into the crowd.
Into the student section.
Yeah, into the student
section. Well, the player went into the student section, too.
Yeah, really. 37.3 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor. It's Bonner with the ball. 2-point lead. 51-49. One of the greatest boys/girls basketball games I've ever broadcast. All right, we're going to pause here, Mike.
Let's keep it right here because we waited, I think, too long to go to a commercial break. So
that last block was, if there was a window up there, it would have broke it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And the defender, who was that, 43?
That was 23.
Seth Lundy, the sophomore.
And he sailed almost into the first row of the student section. Everybody was smiling, which is a good thing because that could get real nasty real quick.
So 19 fouls on Bonner. Just four on Roman.
Right.
Bonner with the ball.
So obviously Roman can give up the fouls without losing the shots.
Well,
but they won't get the ball back either.
Yeah,
so
they need the foul quickly twice. Then they're going to, I think it's going to be about 10 seconds. They're going to try to steal the ball away. If that doesn't happen, they're going to have to foul quickly twice, put them to the line.
And Bonner's got to be very careful not to foul.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's going to be on the near side, Justin Gans, for Bonner to inbound the ball. Packed house. Crazy, crazy atmosphere. Catholic League basketball, Philadelphia, at its best. We have a holding foul off the ball on Batran of Roman. However, that's okay. no time ran off the clock.
Right.
And foul number five. They still have to commit two more to put the Bonners, put Bonner at the line. Ajiri Johnson is fouled. That's the man they want to put at the line, but that foul will not do it. So 16 fouls. Next foul by Roman will put Bonner at the line. Bonner by two. Bonner Prendy, 35.3 seconds ago. Fourth quarter. Inbounding the ball near side. Front court is Gans. Gets it to Johnson. That's the guy they want to foul, but they don't foul him. And they get it to Cooper, and he forces up a shot, but he was fouled before the shot went up. But if I'm Roman, I want to foul the Johnson kid. But nonetheless, they do have to foul Samir Cooper, who is a great free throw shooter.
And the minute Johnson gets the ball, you got to grab his arm. You got to do that.
Still a lot of time to go. 28.9 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Two-point lead for Bonner. And going to the line, shooting two, is Cooper, the 5'10 senior. He's been through all the wars. They've been building here at Bonner for this team. And he's on his home court, so you would expect him to make both. And he makes the first. Tamir Cooper. Three-point lead. This would make it a two-possession game. 28.9 seconds ago. Philadelphia Catholic League boys basketball on this Friday night. Everything archived at DelcoHoops.com. Free throw again by Cooper. 8 points in the game for Tamir. Up. Nothing but net. Four-point lead. Roman is down by four at the bottom. Down to 24 seconds. Greer to Lundy for three. He's got it from right of the key, and a timeout called by Roman Catholic. I'm telling you what, Seth Lundy. We will take a break. 18 seconds to go in the game. 1 point lead, Bonner. DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Let's set the scene here at Bonner High School in Drexel Hill Boys Hoops. Unbelievable game. Catholic League 1 point lead for Bonner Prendy over Roman Catholic, the back-to-back state champs. And I would foul right away. Bonner has the ball.
Oh, yeah, I think you have to. Otherwise, you can't let him drive. You've only got 18 seconds left in the game.
So it's going to be inbounding the ball under their offensive basket. Justin Gans for Bonner. And it's knocked out of bounds. Quick hands in there.
No clock.
Clock does not move at all. Roman looking for the steal. They trail by one. Unbelievable game. One of the greatest ever. Then down low. Again, they have 90 feet to go. Tied up in the backcourt. It's a possession arrow, luckily for Bonner with them.
Right.
As they get the ball in, he was tied up, was Lane. 15.2 seconds to go. Timeout again called by Bonner and Coach Concannon. 15.2 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Let's take a quick break. 53-52 Bonner over Roman, and you are listening to DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
15.2 seconds go, fourth quarter. Bonner with the ball, 1 point lead over Roman Catholic, 53-52. And they have the ball again under there. They got to get it up the court. It's in the backcourt. It's Cooper, and Cooper is fouled. He was strong with the ball. Number five, Tamir Cooper, the senior. That'll be team foul number eight. So still 1-1 for Bonners. Number five, Tamir Cooper. And he looked good in the last two. And this is a senior blessed team. Bonner Prendy off to a 12-2 start, as is a very young Roman Catholic squad who lost just about everybody from last year's state championship squad. Tony Carr, Lamar Stevens, Bostic playing at Penn State. Here is the front end. He misses it. 10 seconds to go. And Roman can win it here with Lynn Greer up. No tap. Yes! With 2.2 seconds to go, Roman leads by one. And the putback, I believe it was by Bertrand. Alan Bertrand, I believe he knocked it in. Unbelievable. Timeout on the floor. And, Mike, we got to keep it here, obviously, but I'm timeout on the floor. And, boy, I don't know what the referees are discussing with
I think they have to – they did. They just added a little more time.
Yeah, they added a second onto the clock. That's 2.6.
That's what Coach Companion wanted. He wanted that extra second.
Yeah, Greer drove hard to the basket, shot off the glass, no good, and the putback by
– what was it? The first putback or second putback?
Second.
I thought they rebounded twice.
There was.
Okay.
I'll give it to
Bertrand. The second rebound went in.
So Roman Catholic 54 and Bonner 53, 2.6 seconds to go. Bonner has the ball, and it's going to be tough because you can't move the ball up the half court like the NBA after a timeout. And unless Roman would commit a stupid foul, they're going to have to make a semi-miracle shot.
Well, the key is obviously Roman can't foul, period. And the Friars have to be very aggressive. And this is going to be tough. 3 seconds to make a shot. They got to really sell.
They
got to
go. I think it's a 90-foot. Inbounding the ball, Gans in the backcourt. He's going to heave it up to Johnson. I don't think there's going to be enough time. That is unbelievable. Roman Catholic on the road. And this crowd is going crazy. The Roman fans are going nuts. The Bonner fans are absolutely stunned. And Roman Catholic does it again, beating Bonner 54-53 in an unbelievable boys' Catholic League basketball game. We'll size it up following a word from our great sponsors from Drexel Hill on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, the final score, Roman Catholic 54 and Bonner 53 on a tip-in with 2.6 seconds to go after a shot by Lynn Greer, the third by. I have Alan Bertrand, the Fells transfer from the Philadelphia Public League, 6'4 junior. He gets it to fall, 20 points for him on the night, and Roman wins by one. They're now 13-2.
And now you got to go back just for a second and talk about that errant ball that was tipped in by Bonner. It tipped into the Roman basket, and that's the difference in the game.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, but you know, we're not going to mention the player because it's not important. It's just those things happen. But the bottom line is that's how close this game was. One errant move, one attempt to capture the ball that got tipped instead of grabbed, goes into the wrong basket, and that's the difference in the game at the end of the night.
The incredible road win for Roman and the heart of a champion back-to-back. Even though they lost a lot of kids, they still got it.
Bonner's going to be around for a while. They got a great team. They're going to do well for the rest of the season, no doubt about it.
So 54-53. Roman again, 13-2 overall, 5-1 in the Catholic League. And Bonner is 12-3 overall, 4-2 in the Catholic League. Pete?
Yeah, that last tipping shot was unbelievable. If you go back one play before, the one-on-one down this end, a key miss. You know, that happens. It's basketball. But if he'd have made those two shots, this probably would have been a Bonner win. But, you know, I thought this all along, that this would come down to the last shot in the last 10 seconds, and that's what happened.
Well, any game won by a point, there are so many times you can go back and look at the game and say, what if?
Yeah.
What if? But Pete, what do you got for rebounds? Anything good?
Yeah, well, we got the top rebounder for Bonner is Justin Gans. He had 8 rebounds, including one off the offensive glass. Also, Ajiri Johnson had 7 rebounds, including 2 offensive. For Roman, the top rebounder and really a tough player is that Seth Lundy. 5 defensive, 2 offensive rebounds, and a block over here where the ball almost went out the window. He played real tough, and he was real strong under the boards. Also, Alan Petraean had 5 rebounds, and DeQuayne Davis had 4.
Okay. Dave, you want to get final points for everybody, and then we'll get out of here?
Yeah, that last rebound was a rebound, a tip-in
right.
by Petraean. Right. Wins the game. He ends up with 20 points. DeQuan Davis with a total of 3. 2 points, J.P. Sanders. 4 points. Lynn Greer held the 4.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
But he ran the floor so good.
Yeah. We thought he might score a little more.
Freshman, 25 points for a super sophomore, Seth Lundy for Roman. Was the music that loud or what?
I'm going to see if I can kill the mics.
Total of 54 points. There you go. Bonner, 53. Heartbreaker. Lane with 15, 9 for Cooper, 3 for Higgins, 4 for Johnson, 4 for Peretta, 16 for Gans, 2 for Rodriguez, and again, unbelievable game. Philadelphia Catholic League ball at its best, and we will see you next Tuesday, won't we? We'll be in Academy Park in Sharon Hill against Penwood Boys Basketball for Mike Mayer and Peter Fulginetti, Dave Berman, DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.